after what has happened and the hardships that people have been through for the last 2 weeks there, and still in hardship at the moment in a lot, especially in the Northwest, we need to look at a preventative measure. And look, we're not tree surgeons, nor are we electricians, but we're the ones that are walking the fields and travelling up and down the byroads of Ireland daily. So we're not going to replace the ESB, but we could certainly be the eyes and ears and the boots on the ground in for the ESB, and be involved in either a maintenance programme of, you know, vegetation underneath the power lines or around poles, or even if it came to a checking poles to see are they in suitable condition, you know, that they're not rotting or whatever. So we're just saying there needs to be some way that we can get involved and help the ESB to maintain the power lines, maintain the network, and try to prevent, you know, when a storm comes, that trees are taking out so many lines and so many poles.
And as you pointed out, we've seen a serious amount of power lines taken out by trees in this area, in Leitrim, Sligo, Donegal. And do you think that it's that farmers need to be maybe more utilised and incorporated into the response? Because as we're kind of pointing out, I'm sure there were very few power lines that fell over or that were damaged by trees that hadn't been kind of spotted and identified a bit before. Maybe they weren't raised as an issue because that's not in the farmer's remit to do. But I'm sure there were very few surprises actually in store when people look back on the damage that did happen.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, it's unrealistic to expect that the ESB can inspect every pole and power line from Malinhead to Mizzenhead on their own. So what we're just saying, we're the people on the ground in the countryside, on the Boreens. You know, we're the ones that see forestry that maybe have been planted 20 or 30 years ago and is now coming towards maturity and is causing a problem with power lines. So all we're saying is that we can either work with the ESB if that needs training or whatever, you know, get involved in a maintenance program of hedges underneath power lines or, you know, beside poles, and inform, we'll say, where there may be trees that have grown up in forestry situations or even in general situations where trees are growing up. Like, a lot of people are being incentivized to plant trees, but maybe not always in the right place. And it's fine when you plant a tree and it's 5 or 6 foot tall, but 20 years time and it's 30 foot tall and hanging out over a power line or beside a pole, that becomes an issue then at that point in time. You know, so we, and look, ash dieback has certainly contributed to the damage that has been done with this storm. So we can be the eyes and ears and the boots on the ground to either inform the ESB or become some sort of a partnership with the ESB where we carry out some of the minor maintenance.